start in about 25 seconds. We're going to start again from Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, which is right across Taisis Ha. That's where we're going to start again. Baruch Hashem. Dr. Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, again, we're on Beis Amud Aleph, Masechta Saita, right across from Taisis Ha, Bezug Rishon Ha, Bezug Sheni. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, you have a pasuk, Rish Lakish Besaita. When Rish Lakish started Masechta Saita, Amar Hachi, he said the following opening statement. Aim is Avgam Le'ilah, the Bishav Lefi Maisov. Person's wife is paired with him according to his own actions. Basically, he gets what he deserves. And if his wife is not behaving properly, he should look in the mirror. He will not put the rulership of wickedness al gairo al tzadikim and the lot of tzadikim. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, mizavgin lo'adim levim ha'isav. I'm sorry, before that. Kavi pasak. Kshoibo lidroish, when he came to Darshan b'parashat Saita. Mizavgin oishel levim ha'isav. Tznua l'tzadik. A woman that's theistic, modest for a tzaddik, a prutza, and a woman that's not modest, the opposite of modest, I guess loose, I don't know what other word to use, the rasha.
Is this the first marriage?
We haven't talked about anything. So far, we're learning Gemara, there's no questions yet. There's nothing to ask. Gemara hasn't said anything yet. I mean, it said something, it didn't say enough to ask any questions. Kilo yinu achshev et haresh agayra tzaddikim, v'yizdavik memshelus rasha begayra tzaddik. The rulership of a Russia will not be joined in the lot of a tzaddik. Talk to Gemara Amar Rabba, Barachon Am Rabbi Yechonim, the Kashel is Avgam Kriyas Yamsuf. And it's difficult to make them like Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Mefarshim say, and I will just say this, that naturally men and women are different. I know it's not popular in 2024, but naturally women and men are different. And for them to coexist is an ace. To become a husband and wife and to be able to get along and build a bias takes a certain miracle because they're really different in makeup. And therefore, since they're different in makeup, the Rabbanu Shlom is mezavig them. It's like Kriyas Yamsuf. It's like putting together. It's not like something that naturally should work because women and men think differently, act differently, and therefore that's what the Mefarshim say. I'm not going to get involved now in a current event of kind of subject. Rashi says, "I've got Hanuk to be myself to create Yamsuf. Shnishtanu Sidre Bereshis. It is not what we would consider regular, except it became regular. It happens all the time, Baruch Hashem, and therefore we assume it's regular. But perhaps for a man and woman to join together is not something that makes logical sense as much as it is the Rabbi Shlom made it that way." Zoktik Amar Vayter. Shenamar Elakim Moshev Yichidim Beisav. He put Yechidim into a household. He took out those who were in jail, those who were in Mitzrayim, because Sharis in a month that was a good month, healthy month to go, not too cold, not too hot.
Fitting.
But fitting, thank you. Ba'ishiv Yechidim Be'ezah. No, just a comparison in the same pasuk. Ba'ishiv Yechidim Be'ezah puts people that are alone into a house, meaning he gets them married. The pasuk puts Kriyas Yamsuf in the same pasuk as Shiduchim, Rashi. Vayishiv Yechidim Beisa, Adim Yadchid, Ishi Yechida, Vuhum Mezavgan, Yachad, Umiyashim Ben Bayis, and he makes a house. Vayitzi Asirim Bekasharas, Vayitzi Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Bechoydesh, Bachadz, Kasher. Doesn't really add anything, he's had to look up another Gemara. And Lechama Beleitin, and I have my cold. Maki Zivig Yechidim Letzias Mitzrayim. Notice it's interesting. The Gemara says Kikriyas Yamsuf. The Pasuk says Kikriyas Mitzrayim. So this would be a proof to those who claim, and again, please don't want to get involved in this now, that Kriyas Yamsuf is the final act of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is not a thing in itself. There are many proofs to that thing. There are those that want to say not that way, but that Kriyas Yamsuf is not a thing in itself. It is, I mean, obviously it's a thing in itself, so is everything. But it is a part, the final crowning moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shailin Achreinim, are you Yaitzis Chiris Yetzias Mitzrayim by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf? That's where it's Negei Lahalacha. What if I don't mention Hashem Elokeichem, I said Tzeis Yetzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, but I mention Kriyas Yamsuf? Is that Yoytze the Mitzvah of Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a Shailah Danarayim. This Gemara would be an indication that you are, because Kriyas Yamsuf is a Chelik of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Chayra, again, I'm not getting involved, not our sugya today, I just wanted to point it out from this Gemara. Zabti Gemara Vaiter. Frekti Gemara Eini. Not that way. Meaning, Shaduchim are not Lifi Maisav Shaladam. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Abom Yayim Kaidim Yetziras Avlad. 40 days before Taisa speaks out, the male is created. Basko Yaitzes Vaymeres. Bas Pliny Lipliny. A Basko announces in Shavayim that this person's daughter will marry this male that's going to be conceived, to be created in 40 days. And Bias Pliny Lipliny, this male will live in this house, and Sada Pliny Lipliny, and he will have that field. Basically saying that there are three things that are going to be are predestined. And again, without getting involved in the Gemara's question yet, just want to take it aside for a second. The three things are the completion of body, of soul, right? He needs a mate. Every person is a chatzi adam. Every person is a half. A man and a woman make together a whole. So his whole, his second half, is predestined for him. His place, where he's going to reside, where he's going to function in this world, and his parnasa. Three things are decided. His complete self, where he lives, and his parnasa. Those are all predestined for a person. Bayis Blayni Leblayni, Sada Blayni Leblayni. That's all predestined, right? In Kabbalah Svarim, they say, not that I know what I'm talking about, there's a bechid of Olam Shana Nefesh, of person, time, and place. Person is Bas Blayni Leblayni. Place is Bayis Blayni Leblayni. And time is Parnasa. Why time is Parnasa? You'll notice Baruch Aleinu Tashana Hazayis. We talk about time and we talk about Parnasa. It's not for now, but that's what the Svarim say. So all three aspects of a person's Shleimus, which is his self, his location, and his Parnasa, are predestined. So the kasha over here in this Gemara is that it's saying it's predestined. And here we say it has to do with his who he is, which a person has Bechira. He can choose to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. And the Gemara said his mate is going to mirror him. And here it says it's predestined 40 days before. That means the Rabbi Nishlam is not waiting for his Bechira to make the decision, but it's predestined before. Let's read Rashi how he explains the kasha. Zogt Rashi Eini, mi have zivug lifi Rashi schus? Is the zivug based on the schus and rishus? But mekaidim yitzirasam before they're created. Shein noida rishus schusay. Not yet known whether he's going to be a rosh and a tzaddik. Machrisin ezugay. Frekt Rashi vim toimer hagoyah kol lufanov. Ah, your Rabbi Shlom knows everything, so what do we mean? He doesn't know yet if he's a Rasha or a Tzaddik. Hakol b'day Shemayim, chutz mibir Shemayim. Everything is b'day Shemayim besides Yira Shemayim. K'namim v'sektas nida. Malach ha'munach li'royin. The Malach who's in charge of pregnancy, of conception, Neitul Tipa takes the drop that creates the person. Umavir Lufnei Amakim and brings it in front of Hashem. Vayimer Lufanav Tipa Zum Hapeyala. What is this person going to be? Gibur Achalos, strong or weak? Chacham Atipish, smart or foolish? Asherayani, rich or poor? Avatzadik V'Rasha Lekama Dein Zebidei Zebachad Dein Zebidei Shemayim. Meaning, whatever way we understand this, the Rabbi Nisham does not get involved in a person's bechira. So therefore, the Rabbi Nisham gives a person a package, a predestined package. He's born with a package, where he's born, how he's born, to whom he's born. All those things are predestined. Now the Rabbi Nisham says, I gave you a package, go use it to serve me. If you use it to serve me, that's great. And if a person doesn't use it to serve Hashem, that's not great. Those are the options that a person's given, but that's Bechira. That's why we get Schar Vaynish. We get rewarded for choosing well. We get punished for choosing wrong. That's why there is Schar Bechira. That's Bechira. So this, if, how can we say that the mating is done based on what the person is when that's dependent on Bechira? And Bechira is not decided beforehand. And Zibug is decided beforehand. and for the Gemara, Habezug Rishon, Habezug Rishon, Habezug Sheni. Now, this Gemara, there are three pshatim. There are more, but I know three pshatim. Simple pshat, Rashi, Zugrishan, Lufi Amazel. Person's first zivug, his first marriage, is predestined. Zugsheni, Lufi Amazel. Chmara Litzvah, a person has a second marriage, means the first marriage didn't work out. So then, it's Lufi Amazel, the Kashal is Avgan, Vishayin the Bazugoy. Because this is not his Bazugoy. Now, there are other pshatim in this Gemara. I will mention two other pshatim in this Gemara. There's another pshat that some attribute to the Rambam, but then I saw that the Rambam was brought down differently, so I don't want to quote it to the Rambam, but we shouldn't him say this. That Zug Rishon is only up to 20. When a person is not a Bar Einchin, those things can still be predestined. The Rambam has a kasha, and this is what the Rambam is dealing with. Marriage is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is up to Bechira. So how can there be a predestined shidduch? It's a shechira whether he wants to get married or not. This is a... I'm sorry? But again, the Rambam says that this is the Rambam's kasha. Rambam holds marriage is a mitzvah. He asked the kasha, how can there be a predestined mitzvah? Mitzvah is up to bechira. So how can there be a predestined that he should do a mitzvah? It's not predestined. It's up to him. Then when the Rambam answers again that before 20, when he's not a Bar Einchin yet, there can be a predestined shidduch. Once he's at 20, all predestined is over, and everything is zig v'sheni. That's how they quote, again, I saw the Rambam differently this week, so I don't want to quote it from the Rambam, but the Tashbat says this, that up to 20 is zivug rishon. Once a person's at 20, he's a total Bar Einchin and Hashemayim, that's when his Bechira totally kicks in, and at that point, it's not predestined at all. Whatever he marries after 20 is zivug sheni. That's the pshat. I think the Meiri brings this also. The Tashbat says this. This is another pshat. The Mekubalim say the following. I don't know Kabbalah, but the Yavetz here brings it, and others say it as well. Zivug rishon and zivug sheni has nothing to do with first marriage or second marriage. Everybody has a zivug rishon. Not everybody hits their zivug rishon. David HaMelech Zivug Rishon came later in his life. That was his Zivug Rishon. He married other people before he met his Zivug Rishon. Rishon doesn't mean first. Rishon means main. Every single person has a main Zivug. They don't always get it, Zabti Ivetz. We don't know. And only the Rabbani Shalom knows if we ever hit our Zivug Rishon. And it's possible for a person to marry somebody that's his Zivug Sheni, and never get to a Zivug Rishon, or later in life get to a Zivug Rishon. Zivug Rishon and Sheni, according to the Mekubalim, is not a chronological order, but rather every single person is born with a Zivug Rishon. Whether they get the Zivug Rishon or not is not for us we ever find out. And there is a Zivug Sheni that's Lefi Ma'asav. So it could be a person can get married and live with his wife for 85 years and never get married again. And this was not his immigration, so it wasn't. So he lived without his immigration, so he lived with his Zivug Sheni. That's all. It could be that he lived with his Zivug Sheni, and later on in life, like David HaMelech, it's interesting, the Ivans brings two Zivug Rishons for David HaMelech, Abigail and Bathsheba. So I'm not sure how, but that's what he says. Those were his Zivug Rishons. He didn't marry Abigail right away. He didn't marry Bathsheba right away. Bathsheba was much later in life. Abigail was later in life. That was his Zivug Rishon. I married Michal and all the I had other wives. That was Zivug Sheni's. That's what I'm just quoting a Yavetz. Anybody that doesn't believe me can look it up in the back. That's what the Yavetz says. He says, he brings it down with Mekubalim. So that's the third shot in Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni. Hanegelin and Enu, nothing. It makes no practical difference. We're all married here, Baruch Hashem, and everybody should be happily married, and that's it. Not the Gaya. It's just theoretical. This is not practical. We're not paskining halach here. We're just saying pshat in the Gemara, three different pshatim. Some learn chronological. Rabbi. 1 second, Harvey. Some learn chronological. Some learn up to 20 and after 20. And some learn that every person has a Zivug Rishon. He might not get it. He might get it. It's not our business. We do our best. Whether we get it or not, we'll find out after 120. Yes, Harvey.
I don't understand why the Gemara had to go in this direction of a second marriage. You could say that it would be dependent on someone's bechira, but still say that God had to choose before you exercised your bechira, and he could choose because he knew what you were going to choose. He's above the timeline.
So Rashi, this is the problem with this Gemara. Rashi addresses it by saying as follows. There is no interference with a person's bechira. In the way you're answering it, there is an interference with his bechira. Again,
no, respectfully.
Let me try to explain myself. Dr. Schwab is shaking his head already, no. But again, let me try to explain myself. The Rabbeinu Shneilam is not that way. This is the question of Yediya Bechira. This is a question that I don't know an answer for. The Rambam says there is no. Rambam says he doesn't know the answer for it either. So I'm not going to try to answer it. But by the fact that we have Bechira, that means we are not bound by the Rabbeinu Shlom giving us a Shidduch. Because that's saying we don't have Bechira. We think we have Bechira, but it's a joke. Meaning the Rabbeinu Shlom decided our Shidduch, and we're going to choose it, but we're really not choosing it because it was already predestined. The Gemara doesn't want to go there. The Gemara wants to say that a person that, when the aim is Avgalat Mafi Maisav, means that a person has a life of Bechira, and the Shidduch is going to be based on that choices by both husband and wife. They meet each other. The Rabbeinu Shlom makes them together because they deserve each other. And to say that that was predestined is saying that they really had no choice in how they lived their lives. Now, again, I understand your question, which I can explain it also, but that's what Rashi says. That there is no predestined based on a person's being a tzaddik or a rasha.
Can I just ask one question in response to that, and then I'll let Dr. Schwab do his thing? My question is when God tells Moshe what's going to happen in future generations, or he tells Avraham what's going to happen in future generations, this is what's going to happen. You are going to rebel. The children of Israel are going to rebel against me. This is what's going to happen. Did Israel not have any Bechira at that point?
No, they had Bechira. You're asking a very, very good question. It goes to the basic tenet of Bechira, and it's Nevuah. Again, Dr. Schwab is going to tell me that there's no concept of time by the Rabbeinu Shlalom and no things.
I was going to say the same thing.
If you say that, you're basically saying there's really no Bechira.
I disagree. All I'm saying is God has a greater power of knowledge, and that doesn't change the Bechira at all. He's above the timeline, and he doesn't change my choice. My choice is my choice. He just happens to be above the timeline. That's all I'll say.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave this alone for a class in philosophy. I'm not going to get involved anymore. I can only say that the Rambam says he doesn't understand how it works. So I feel very comfortable with the Rambam's way of saying he doesn't understand how it works.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. Nevuah is a question of how you have Bechira when Nevuah already said. But the truth is, the Gemara says that Nevuah for bad is subject to change based on Bechira. And Nevuah for good will never change. Again, that still leaves the question, but that's what the Gemara says. Again, I really don't want to go there because my feeble mind in philosophy is very limited. And I don't like to go into areas that I don't know what I'm talking about, which is most areas. And therefore I live with the question of Yediyah Bechira. So did the Rambam, and I'm very comfortable living with it because I don't understand. And that's why my emunah is that there's things I don't understand, and I accept anyway. And that's one of them. I'm not going to sit here and argue it because I'm not going to understand this at the end of the day anyway, because I've been through this 25 times. And therefore, I know the Rabbeinu Shlom is above time. I know all those things I can say also, but I really can't practically understand how it works. And I don't have to understand how it works. But I understand your question, Harvey. It's a very fair question, but I don't have a good answer. Yes, doctor?
Since you don't want to hear it, I'll be glad not to say it. But There's an even better question. Harvey's question is excellent, and his answer is excellent, actually. The, you know, someone in St. Louis, Mike Weiss, once asked, is Mitha Abhisattva Manam removed the fear of either the it has removed the fear of either the Abhisattva Manam, one of the two. And I've never seen an answer to that question. So it's something which appears all the time. In the end, time, this is basic relativity 101. I mean, it's a new understanding was started, but it is true. It's experimentally proven, you know, been shown many times, that the easiest way to understand experimental results is something called block time, which is just that if you were at one point on a plane, all the other moments of the plane exist, whether or not you were there. If you are at one moment in time, all the other moments...
You know, Doctor, I'm going to let you say your thing, but I have no idea what you're talking about, nor do I want to understand it, so therefore...
we've discussed it before, but...
And I never understood it, and as I said before, I've talked about it 25 times, and I never understood it, so I gave up on trying. But so did the Rambam, so I'm fine.
No, with great respect to the Rambam, but there are people do think within the frame of their time, that's clear... A number of listeners.
Okay.
The other thing is, in terms of your question about Abigail and Bathsheba, one of the basic aspects of Gilgulim is you can have the same person sharing the same Gilgul at the same time.
Could be.
Also, Hebrew Neshamas as well.
Could be.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Bottom line is, so why, if you can answer this, the zebra thing, what was God trying to teach? He was trying to say, I'm trying to understand, the zebra that you're getting is one that you deserve.
Again.
I'm trying to understand that.
Again. The first one, the Gemara says zebra Grishin is what we call bashert, which
means,
it means it's predestined.
It means that
it's not necessarily what you deserve. In fact, the Gemara says it's not what you deserve.
So therefore, Hashem is just going through the motions.
I lost you.
He doesn't do things just without thinking.
Again.
What am I getting my zebra reason for?
That you again. I don't understand your question. Did you be Michael? Let me try to explain it, and then maybe I'll understand your question. But I don't understand your question. The Rebbeinu Shem creates a human being, and he has predestined for him who his mate is going to be.
Because?
Now, a simple, because he, that's the complete person. Let me finish. A complete person is a male and a female, a husband and a wife. So it's predestined who that complete human being is going to be. That's called Ziva. I'm going to learn like Rashi. That's Ziva Grishin. His first Shidduch will be predestined. That will be the one that the Ribbono Shel Olam had made for him back before he was created. He was created as a half a person, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said his other half is going to be so-and-so. That's Ziva Grishin. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, the guy is 98 years old and his wife dies, and he wants to get remarried. That second one is not predestined. That second one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds him depending on who he is at that point. His 98 years of Bechira, take away 13 that he's not Chayiv, his 85 years of Bechira have made him into a certain person that he had total choice in becoming. That the woman, who's 97 at this point, had 84 years of Bechira, 85 when she got Bechira at 12. She had also 85 years of Bechira, and she became who she became. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, what a wonderful shit! We'll make them together. But it depended on what kind of life he led for the first 98 years of his life, and what she led for the first 97 years
of his
life. That's the zebra shape.
But my question is that zebra Grishon, it was just picking from a hat?
No, it's Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows the neshama. What is a complete neshama? And you're a half a neshama. Your wife is your second half of neshama. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, this half will find this half and be a complete neshama.
No rhyme or reason.
Again, this is
no,
your complete.
No, no.
Why are you a half a neshama? No rhyme or reason.
What I meant was no rhyme or reason provide tzidkis or...
Again, according to the Gemara, Dibur Grishin has nothing to do with your tzidkis, correct?
Or lack of tzidkis.
Or lack of tzidkis. The question is, what does Dibur Grishin mean? So we have three pshatim. Pashim Shad is the first marriage. That's how most people live their lives. It's healthy and well to think that everything is Ziva Grishin. The first marriage is Ziva Grishin. It works. It's worked for 5,700 and whatever, 84 years. That's Ziva Grishin. The others say that after 20, there is no longer Ziva Grishin. At that point, the Rabbanism says, you're on your own. We're going to find you a mate that you are like. At that point, no longer is there a predestined shidduch for the person. It's canceled. Now, you have to find a shidduch that you're deserving of. That's how some Rishayim learn. The third sheet is the Mekubalim that say, yes, it's a complete neshama, but not always does it work out by first and second or ever work out. That's all. Yes, doctor.
I mean, regardless of whether or not Avram likes it, it's a straight puzzle, Abigail's first husband.
Again, this is the way it is. Gemara says it. Now, Bayezel and Plain is the same thing. You chose to live in Bendemir. It's not true. There are buddies that predestined your house on Bendemir. And to sell whatever, I forgot what it's called. What do you sell the, what's it called?
Dry cast.
It
also cast comforts.
That's
right.
Your...
It also cast comforts.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Dry cast socks.
Dry cast. This is advertisement. This is costing heavy money now,
yes. We're also going to be selling... a new kind of glove now.
Okay, I'm very happy to hear. But the bottom line is that that's the point. Yes.
Whatever, Rabbi
Yehuda
said that
of
the at that time people knew what that meant? What the Zivik said?
Again, do I know that I live then?
That's what I'm asking.
There's three shots of the Rishayim. Whenever you have a Gemara, there's three shots of the Rishayim. Did the Gemara know what it meant?
The Shotim came way afterwards.
Again, when you learn a Gemara in Kedushin, and there's a machlokes Rishayim how to understand it. Did the Amoraim know what they were talking about?
I suppose so.
Okay, so why would this be any different?
Okay. And when it says where you live in the Parnassah, the people are transient from Torah Chop.
Again.
So do we understand what that means either?
No, I don't know. I don't.
It's a big world, a big relationship.
Exactly.
Somebody sadly gets a
kid. I heard about the show, there was a Yishalmi kid that saw a guy without a yarmulke. And he asked the guy, where's your yarmulke? So the person said, the whole Shemai, look at that, that's my yarmulke. So the Yishami kid said, I thought, great, the yarmulke was that clay in the cup, such a big yarmulke with such a small head. Yes.
Sadly, if a couple gets a get, so he took theirs to the Grecian, there's just like,
I don't know, the Gemara in Gittin says, Mizbeach, married all of Tamar's. A lot of things to say. Now, do I know if it was the Ziva Grishin or not? No, I don't know. Maybe it was. According to the Mekabalim, might not have been the Ziva Grishin. But the Gemara says, whoever is Megarish Ishta Rishayna, notice that washing in the Gemara, Megarish Ishta Rishayna, that doesn't say Megarish Ishta, Megarish Ishta Rishayna, Mizbeach, married all of Tamar's. A person has choice. He can get rid of a Ziva Grishin. Whatever Ziva Grishin means. Now, if you learn Pashim Shat the Gemara, Ziva Grishin is chronological. So anybody that divorces his first wife, the Mizbeach is crying. If you learn like the Mekubalim, Ishta Rishayin, that means whoever his real Ziva is. I don't know who that is. And the Mekubalim say, you will never know. At least, I'll never know.
I have one more question. I don't know how one entity.
Yes.
Is that the way the world should have been or would have been?
I know. The Rabbi Shem decided, like, kind of a Yitzhak Muladai. So obviously it's not supposed to be that way. Isn't that what the Pasuk says? Like, kind of a Yitzhak Muladai, as a way to connect us. Right. The Rabbi Shem said it's not good that it should be one entity. So he split the one entity into two, and the two make one.
So that was not the initial Kaviyachal problem.
I'm not the Rabbi Shalom. You can't ask me questions that you want to. You want to write him a letter, ask him Rabbi Shalom. What are you asking me for? You're Davin Shmanasri today. You can say, Rabbi Shalom, please enlighten me. I don't know. I read the Pasukim. The Pesukim say, Lifetime by Yisrael Levadai. The Rabbi Nisim created him and then said it's not good. Why do Rabbi Nisim? I'm sure Dr. Schwab has a Kabbalistic answer. But again, the Pesuk says the Rabbi Nisim created them together and then said it's not a good idea. Now, why did he do it to begin with and then say it's not a good idea? I can sit here and give you my theories. I don't like to do that. Maybe because he wants to show that man and woman are really one, and that's why he made them one and then separate. I don't know. But that's not the point. Okay. All I know is my plastic says, Hashem said, it's not a good idea. And therefore, he split them up. You can push the envelope all you want. You can push the envelope as much as you want. I don't get a thing. Listen, I told you I have a little mind that can only comprehend certain things. It doesn't think certain ways. And my mind is very limited when it gets out of the realm of practical. It's called a right-sided brain or a left-sided brain. I don't know what kind of brain I have, but it's very limited.
A very large one, really.
Yeah, but it's very limited. It thinks a certain way. I have good math. I like these kind of things. I think it's called a right-sided brain, I think. I'm not sure. Which side? It's a left-sided brain? What?
They skipped that. I mean, language, melody, things like that are on the left. Rhythm and action are more on the right, but really that's not as good.
Okay, whatever it is, I'm the type of person that I like to say, I can deal with a kasaita, not that I know it, but at least I can deal with it. I can deal with practical things, but I'm very not good once my feet are off the ground. Once my feet are off the ground, I'm a lost soul. I like to be solidly planted with my feet on the ground. I can't help it. This is who I am. Therefore, I have a very hard time dealing with concepts. It's a concern to me, but it's what it is. Dealing with concepts that are not grounded in Pshat. I have tried my own thing. Therefore, I'm not the right address to have these discussions with. That's all I'm trying to say. Because once it leaves planet Earth, I'm a lost soul. Yes, doctor.
Maybe more resistant to the test. I was philosophy because before I stopped eating pork. But you bring up something in straight shot, which I'd never thought of before, so I'm standing on one foot. This is very risky. But maybe this is the difference between daily reset and straight shot, that these are two different concepts.
Possible.
The easiest way to understand daily reset has nothing to do with the Seder. As to exactly with what you've been saying.
That's what Kabbalah is saying.
Yeah, but Isur Shana, this is a different... The Gemara chose to describe it differently. The Talmud
Again, I am not going to even offer anything about that. I don't know. In my mind, it's the same, but I can't prove anything. Why would Mizbeah cry if it's the wrong season? But then again, you can tell me you would. I don't know.
Why would they use different terms? That's
a good question. I think because I have an answer to that. Because they're already married. Zivug is before they marry. This is the Zivug. Once they're married, it's an Ishtai. Again, but it's not...
I could also give you another answer, which is different tongue that speaks differently.
Could be.
But in the end, the easiest way to understand...
I understand. I'm not arguing with you. I think I don't know. But any idea. Right. Something in my mind term, Lazarim and Mekanala. Now we get back to planet Earth for me. Lazarim and Mekanala Pishnayim and Mashka Pied Echad. Zakti Gemara. There's a machlokes we had in our Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to warn, the person has to warn his wife in front of two witnesses, but going in privately can be testified by one witness, or he can see it himself. And at that point, he can take her to drink Saita water. And Rabbi Yeshua said, there has to be two witnesses for the warning, and two witnesses for the going alone into a room. If not, there is no drinking of Saita water. That's what the Mishnah said. Dr. Gemara, Atkanaloi Pligi of Akinu Yistira. The Machloikis is only how many witnesses you need by Stira, really. But they're talking about warning and going privately into a room. Abu Batuma, what happens if one aide comes and says, two aidim saw her go into a room. We're going now like a Yeshua. I'm not picking sides now. I'm just saying it doesn't make a difference. And one aide tells us, I know what happened in the room. They were Mizana. I know that. I'm testifying they were Mizana. Now, usually, an aid echad is not believed to say a woman is Mizana. We don't trust an eight echad. Ain't davish be'erva pachas mishnayim. We don't trust one aide to tell a person that his wife was Mizana. Now, what happened here? After she was warned, and after she went privately into a room with as many witnesses as you need for that, it's mashma from the Gemara Mishnah that at that point, we would trust an aide echad to say that she was Mizana. We wouldn't punish her, because we don't punish, she wasn't warned. And there's no two Adim that saw it, we wouldn't punish her, but we wouldn't drink the water anymore. She would be ushered to her husband, he would divorce her, she would not get Iksuba. We would trust the Ein Echad that the act happened, and we would no longer let them stay together. She would be ushered to her husband, she would be forbidden to marry the adulterer, and we wouldn't consider him an alleged adulterer anymore. The Ein Echad would be believed to say he is the adulterer. And we would never let her eat truma again. That's what it's mashma. For kinu yastira, you need edim. The inference is that betuma, for the act of relationship, ed echad meima.
But if you had two and two plus this, you would get her killed. Or you would have her drink and everything.
You would not drink.
No. Let's say you had two and two. Two for what?
Kinu yastira. Stira.
Yeah. Stira.
Yeah.
Plus this fifth guy.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to that situation?
That's exactly what we're saying. There would be no drinking. We would trust that Ein Echad.
Not to kill her.
Not to kill her. Women don't get killed so fast. They have to be warned. They wouldn't kill her. Ava Betuma, Ein Echad Meheman. What? Now, the warning is raw to kill has to be mamish taken before the mitzvah.
You mean like that?
Right. Utananami, Ein Echad Haimani Reisi Shinitmas. It's a beverage of Mishnah later on. You don't have to go by the inference here. It's a Beferish Mishnah and Daflam et Aleph. And Ein Echad says, I saw that she had a relationship. Lo yaisa shaisa. It's over. Done with. There's no sight to pop for her. It's over and done with. And she passes it to her husband. He divorces her. No suba. The question now becomes, what is the source of that Mishnah? We are showing you from a Mishnah that this argument that Abayzim et Aleph is about warning and going private. But if once we have those two Adim, let's say Rabbi Shua, two Adim that say he warned her, and two Adim that say she went in private, and fifth aid shows up, or even one of the two Adim of Stira, and say, I saw that they had a relationship, it's over. The marriage is over. We don't drink anymore. We accept them as fact. No Suffolk anymore. She's a Vadai Saita. On Friday, I explained. There's a term of Vadai Saita and Suffolk Saita. Vadai Saita means a woman that definitely was Mizana. This woman was a definite Mizana. One A testified to that. Now, we usually don't trust an Ein Echad. But here, we are trusting an Ein Echad. Why? Where do we know from? Not why, but where do we know it from? What is the source that we trust an Ein Echad to say a woman was Mizana? That's the Gemara's question. Dr. Rashi. Minoan. I'm sorry. Eid atkal lepliga b'kinu yistira. Climate. Atkal leshemalam ibutayu debina shnayedim. We only listened from their machlekes. We only heard from their machlekes that you need two edim. L'Rab Lazer, l'Kinoi l'Rab Lazer, b'kinu l'Rab Lazer, b'stira l'Rab Yeshua. Avu b'tuma, and yes, edim b'kinu yistira. If there's edim that he warned her and that they went privately. B'yes eid echad shekukala b'stira asam. And there's an eid echad that said that when she was in that stira room, interesting Rashi, that while she was privately in that room, she was Mizana. Neman. Ve'eina shaisa, eliyaitza b'leiksuba. Vasur labau, she can no longer stay with her husband. Ulabayo, not an alleged adulterer anymore, the adulterer, and Lutruma. Shinit meis by sasira. Rashi says it twice. And I'm going to get back to what I mean. Menolun de mehemen e'necha betuma shosira achar kinoi. How do I know that? So the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk now. And the Gemara is going to figure out chat in the pasuk, and we'll get to that in a moment. This Rashi is a riot to those shitas, to machlokes. What if a woman had kinu and stira? And then an Ein Echad comes in and says she was Mizana the next day, not in that stira. She had two Adim come in and say he warned her. Two Adim come in and say she went privately into a room on Sunday afternoon at 4:10. And Aedeker shows up and says, at 7 o'clock that night, I saw them being Mezada. We had the Kinoi. We had the Sira. She's a Suffolk site already. And then an Aedeker shows up and says she had a relationship. But not during the Sira. He's not saying she had the relationship when the two Adams say they were privately in a room. He's saying she had a relationship subsequent to that. Would he be believed or not? We're saying now that Aedeker's believed to say they had a relationship, right? Is it only if he says they had the relationship at 4:10 in the afternoon, I saw the relationship in that room? Or is it, even if he says they had it subsequent to that, but we already had a kinoi, and we already had a stira, and now he's telling us that he saw them have a relationship. If you notice Rashi, twice, Rashi says, once he says, yes, Eidecha chikilkula bistirasa, he was mezana during the stira, and then in the next Rashi it says, ba'isa stira. The Rashi thinks clearly that we only trust the Eidechad if he says they had a relationship during that private time. But if he comes in and says they had a relationship 2 hours later, he's not believed.
What's here? It's not the time. It's just that she went in with this man. Why?
And then one person says, I know what happened in the room.
3 hours later. So what's the matter with that?
Also, nothing's the matter with anything.
You said it had to be at the same time.
In order for him to be believed, to make it that she's asked her forever to her husband, it has to be that the Eidecher testified she had this nus when she was alone with that man at that time.
And it could have been 2 hours later during that stira.
Oh. If they, I get it. Okay.
I don't know.
You're not understanding me. They were together at 4:10 till 4:30.
They came out of stira.
Then they came out of stira. And an Eidecher comes in and says, at 6 o'clock I saw them being massaged.
That's not the also stira. That's a different stira.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he could have walked out for a moment, you know, like we had before. What's considered osis? Meaning osis means without them walking out. That's all.
Right, exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
He could have wanted to get a Coke. I mean, and then still.
Yes. No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh. If
husband, the guy walked out the bio, that means they weren't together anymore.
No, I'm sorry. If he went out...
Who went out? He. There's a lot of he's here.
I'm talking about that. He, who's a Russian Marusha, the Voel, he went out to get a drink and came back in.
So that's a new stira.
No! How do you know?
Why are you saying that?
Sure. No, I said... Who says...
You didn't hear. You said no.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's step back. Why is stira, Asher?
I don't know that either.
The answer is because they were alone enough time to have a relationship. The amount of stira has to be the amount of time it takes a man and a woman to have a relationship.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's halacha. In fact, the Gemara is going to have about 8 different shittos about how long that time is. So the reason stira answers after she was warned is because once they're alone in the room, we're afraid, we have a reason to believe that they had a relationship while they were alone in the room. That's why she becomes us at her husband. We don't know, but it's possible. So stira has to be for the amount of time it takes to have the relationship. So let's decide, I'm making this up, it has no basis in halacha. Let's decide that stira is 48 seconds. And during the 48 seconds, he left the middle to get a Coke. So they were not together for 48 seconds. He could not have had the relationship. I just made up 48 seconds, by the way. For all I know, it's 4.5 minutes.
I'm sorry, I can't believe that.
Which part can't you believe? That I said it, that the Gemara said it? Which, where is your problem?
If he went out,
again, if he was not there for the amount of time, they couldn't have had the relationship.
He did, again.
I understand Rebbe's answer. I'm almost a positive that Moshe Freund agrees with me.
Again, before you get my friend at your side, let's understand the Gemara. Why is stira aser? It's a very important point. Why are they aser if they're alone in a room?
Because it's a hasra type.
A woman doesn't become aser for going privately into a room. She becomes aser because she might have had a relationship. She's a suffix saita. She might have been the zana.
So we don't know that.
So there's a time period they have to be alone that it was possible for him to have his nus. If they're not alone that time period, he wasn't the zana with her.
Not walking away.
Again, I'm trying to figure out why the stira after her. Yeah, you're making up a thing. Why the stira after her? Because they might have had a relationship. She's becoming gossip because she might have been Mizana. What does the water check? She's taking up to drink. What is the water going to check?
You're Mizana.
Okay, that means there has to be time to be Mizana. Snus takes time.
But after his coke, there's going to be another hour.
So that's the stira. So that's the stira that counts. The first one doesn't count.
That's called the stira?
Yes.
Second stira.
Stira has to be alone enough time to commit the act of us. That's what stira is. That's what stira is. Somebody's calling you now. That's what stira is. Yeah. So that's what stira is. They're not alone that time. I don't care if he went back in and went back out. That means they weren't alone for that amount of time. And if they were, that's zero. If they were alone for 30 seconds and he left to get a coke, that wasn't a stira. It's not long enough to have that relationship. Says in the pasuk that this woman was with a man, and there was no aid. Now, for this we need to know the pasuk. The pasuk says, "The aid ain't bob, he learned his pasuk." Right? There was no aid. Right? Now, what does the aid ain't bob mean? You would think you translated. You would say there was no. Hey, I don't know what happened to the phone that's maybe just always. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Hey, hey, Bob. This guy in my customer is saying there are no to it. That's what the plastic is saying.
Done.